When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 209 is brought to you by Kate, Jessica, and Movie Skink, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This episode is also possible thanks to our producers, For the Whim, Tiger Yuri, Tab, and Mikey Toe. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I will be discussing how we're playing New Horizons 2.0, and after that, we'll do a deep dive into Harv's Island and our experiences with the vendors in that area. So to begin, hello Nina, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Chewy. It's been a good week, even though my school has had a lot of COVID cases. We're trying to work through that right now. So a stressful Monday, but so far, you know, still feeling good myself.
I'm glad. And then Sergio, how are you doing?
Doing good. It's kind of crazy that it's already the middle of November. This year is just flying by, but it's going a little bit faster, I guess, now because of Animal Crossing. Now we don't have to wait for it. So it's been good overall.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome that we can just play the game. We can enjoy it. It's the best time of our lives right now. I'm having so much fun with the game. I wake up every day and I just think of my life in terms of like, what am I doing for Animal Crossing today? And who could ask for anything else? You know what I mean? So I guess, do you guys want to get into it? I feel like our episodes have been so long. I feel like we have to just get into it these days. We're gonna get into it. Let's start by talking about how we're playing Animal Crossing New Horizons 2.0. We've come back. It's basically a brand new game at the moment. So I want to ask you both, like, what have your dailies been playing Animal Crossing lately? What's your routine? Sergio, do you want to kick us off here?
Yeah, definitely. One of the fan favorite parts of this update has been the gyroids. So I definitely like to make sure that if it rained the day before, I need to dig everything up. Even if it's fossils, I'm even keeping like a fossil pit, and I just assess them when I run out of room in front of the museum. But yeah, I dig everything up first and foremost. And then I also hit the rocks since I'm out and about, and I get some supplies there. Also from the trees, I get some wood, but definitely also visit the roost. Pretty early on in the day, it's usually empty early on, but every now and then you find someone, and it makes it just a little more special. After that, I like to go on the cabin tour. I like to do those early on before work. And I also get a lot of supplies there, a lot of wood and a lot of whatever the special island has. And then before work, luckily, thanks to the early bird ordinance, I'm able to check the turnip prices for the morning. So I definitely do that. I'm more in the turnip market again.
That's good.
Nice. That's awesome. I was wondering, like, what time are you waking up these days, Sergio?
3:30.
Okay, cool. Still a real early bird. The early bird doesn't open the shops that early, though. Cool. I'm really glad that you can actually take advantage of the ordinances in a way that's, like, you know, pretty beneficial for how you play and / when you play. So it's really cool that you can, like, check in and basically, you know, just do a lot of the stuff you would normally have to wait till after work to do.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I love that. And also, I wanted to ask, you mentioned that you run into the coffee shop. Who have you seen, like, early in the morning so far?
It was Mabel.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. She's getting ready for work bright and early.
Yeah. Well, and even earlier than normal now.
Yeah, because I guess she gets in at 8 for you, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Cool. I like your routine, Sergio. Yeah. It's sounding pretty good. Oh, also, I'm jealous that you've worked chopping in wood. to your routine, because I literally, all of the hardwood in my pockets at any given time is all of the wood that I have in the game the moment. Nothing else. I am so low specifically on hardwood. Like, yes, I have a mountain of regular wood. I have enough softwood to last me whatever, but hardwood, I have like 16 pieces.
Well, right, I will trade you hardwood for regular wood.
Okay, let's do it. Yeah. I will literally do that, because I have like, I don't know, 30 bundles at the moment of wood. It's too many.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So how's your schedule been looking, Nina? What's your routine these days?
I have felt like super chaotic playing this lately, because there's so much to do that I like feel like I'm pinging back and forth between my island. But I did read an article, I think it was by Thonky, I'm gonna have to look it up now, about Katrina and her readings. So I've kind of switched my routine the past couple of days, and I've started going to Harv's Island first to get my reading and to check the shops and everything. Because whatever your reading is affects your gameplay for the rest of the day, especially if it's a good one. So so I've tried to start doing that, because Harv used to be like one of my last stops. Now my last stops are kind of like Cap'n and Brewster before the very last thing I do, which is scoot over to Happy Home Paradise and maybe finish a home before bed. But just like you guys, like mushrooms, gyroids, you know, and then just kind of figuring out things to do around the island. Yeah. It's too much to do.
There is literally too much to do in the game at this point. It is pretty overwhelming. I'm feeling that as well, where I'm just like, man, I told people they don't have to play this game like it's their full-time job, but here I am doing it.
Hours and hours.
I'm just spending hours upon hours on it. And honestly, I'm not complaining. It's something I've wanted for a while with a big update, you know? So as far as like what my schedule is these days, I've been streaming a lot, so a lot of people tend to see it. Maybe they're getting a hang of my routine and everything. But basically, I start out just like running around my island, picking up all of my mushrooms, all of my fossils, and, you know, just talking to any villager that I run into, just letting myself get lost in that moment and, you know, just seeing what happens. And then from there, usually my pockets get too full to go over to Brewster's, and I'm like, I want to go with at least a space in my pockets just in case he wants to give me something, because he's given me a couple things now that I got one today and I was very excited. But I will then get like my fossils checked, and if I have room in my pockets, I'll go to the roost right then and there. If I don't, I'll head over to the shops and start like selling things, maybe offload some stuff into my closet. Now that we have the outdoor storage, it's so easy and quick to do that. And then after that, then I'll go to the roost. Then I'll do a proper look at the shops, where I check out Nook's Cranny, then Able Sisters, and then I go to Resident Services and check all of that stuff. Usually I start by checking if there's a new fence DIY recipe. I'm still looking for a bunch of them, so I tend to see if there's one available to redeem, but not quite yet. It's been fun. Knowing that there's like more to wait for, you know? And then after that, I'll check Nook Shopping just to see if there's like, you know, big shiny new item in there. And if I remember, I'll scan in a villager. Lately, I've been scanning in Shino. So trying to get Shino over on my island.
Me too.
Oh,
Real quick, I have a correction. It was Bidoof Crossing, not Thonky, who did the Katrina guide.
I got you.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
Cool. And then after that, since I'm right outside the resident services, I do my stretching. Oh. One of my biggest regrets this week is I have yet to do the stretching.
Oh no!
With the Joy-Con in motion and motion controls and everything.
It's so hard.
Yeah, I feel like I'm learning the routine, like watching them and following along with the buttons, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't think there's any better way to learn it than actually doing it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, okay, so. I take that back. A lot of it is pretty easy, except for when you have to do the hopping. I could not get the little hopping to work at all. Have you guys?
Oh.
So, Sergio, have you tried it at all?
Yeah, I did not do well.
Oh, no.
That's the thing that I'm, like, most worried about at the moment. Like, the hopping is... I live upstairs in an apartment, and I'm like, I don't want to disturb the people who live under me. And I'm going to have to if I'm going to try this out one day, you know?
Yeah. I mean, just hop your arms, I guess.
Yeah, I guess that's a way around it, you know? Just make the motion with my arms, and that'll be a way to do it. But yeah, as of right now, still haven't done it, and it's mostly that. I'm just nervous about the people downstairs.
Yeah.
Hearing me hop.
That's why you need a bottom floor apartment like me.
True. And then after that, that's when I'll finally head over to Harv's. I have a habit of doing it counterclockwise. So I start over at Kick's and then end on Katrina. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just go around that way. But now that I'm hearing you talk about, like, how Katrina affects things, I'm thinking maybe I should just, like, start with Katrina. Yes. And then go about my entire day.
Try it out, yeah.
Yeah. And then from there, I'll fly straight over to Paradise, go to Happy Home Paradise, and check all of my little shops and stuff, see what's on sale, see what the recipe is from somebody, and on the beach. I don't want to say anything too much because I know some people are taking it a lot slower, but there is a lot that you can benefit from with Happy Home Paradise. Like, it's paid DLC. Like, I think initially I saw Happy Home Paradise as, like, paid DLC for, like, more gameplay, you know, like, more just activities to do. But now I'm seeing, like, oh, there's, like, kind of a lot of little bonuses that you get in your game after a while.
No way.
So, yeah. So, with that said, I won't say too much more because I do want it to be, like, surprises for all of you playing through slowly because it's fun. I really enjoy it.
Nice.
And then from there, I like to end with a Cap'n trip. Just go on a trip with Cap'n, see what happens. And after that, it's just freestyling, you know? Those are my dailies.
Nice.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask both of you, how often are you using the new features? You want to start us off here, Nina?
Yeah. I mean, I'm using them every day. And like I said, have been feeling super, like, overstimulated when playing this game, which is a new feeling for me. I've had to make a checklist on the app that I use that takes care of all my, like, items and DIYs that I can check off. I've had to make, like, custom things to check off to remember to do every day, like water your gyroid, get coffee, do stretching, find the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. Like, otherwise I would not, knowing my brain, would not be able to remember everything. It's so much to do, and I start to feel a little squirrely when I know there's so much more I have to do when I'm just starting out for the day. So I've really been trying to be conscious about slowing myself down and knowing that it's going to get done. Like, it'll be okay. Enjoy what you're doing while you're playing with it. I don't know. It's been a weird kind of feeling for how chill Animal Crossing usually is for me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of am not liking that part of it, but of course it's a good thing to have a lot to do. So I don't know. It's kind of back and forth for me.
So wait, I missed it a little. Are you writing down, like, the tasks you're trying to remember to do?
Yeah, I have a little checklist on my app where, let's see if I've got, like, I don't even have a checklist right now. Find your fossils, check turnip prices, find DIY on the beach, check the shops for new items, find Pascal, water flowers, water crops, find the crafters in their in their little homes. Don't forget to check Nook Stop. Don't forget to get coffee. Water your vegetables. Go to the Cap'n Island. Water gyroids. Group stretch. Harv Islands. Scan an amiibo into your campsite and look for your villager. It's like, what? It's too much. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm in a pinball machine every once in a while.
Yeah, that it's so much to keep track of. And even like I run into that too, where every once in a while I just remember, oh yeah, there's people in the houses and I have to go in there because they could have something that I want, you know, something that I haven't really gotten yet. And half the time I remember just like spur of the moment, it's like, oh, they're cooking, yeah, of all things. Like, that's the most important part.
That's always
I'm like,
fun.
I want all the recipes. Mm-hmm. Give them to me. So, yeah, it's really awesome to know that there's so much. It is overwhelming. I totally get that feeling, even to the extent, like, sometimes I'll forget something, and it's, like, midnight, and I'm just all, you know what?
Gotta wait till tomorrow.
Nope, I'm logging in.
No!
I'm gonna do it. It's a 24/7 game, Nina. The game, it's always, forever.
Not when you gotta get up and go to work, Chewy. No.
You gotta do it. So yeah, I guess Sergio, how are you feeling? Are you doing like a lot of the new stuff as well?
Yes, pretty often, and it's definitely like a very nice way to get a lot of people playing again. And not only do you do the new things, but it also just encourages you to do some of the classics, you know, like I'm catching more bugs, I'm just fishing around, and even though there's not necessarily any bugs or fish that I'm looking for, but it's just fun because there's so many things that you can do that you can just do something completely different at any given time. And it's just very nice to have a lot of things to do. Like you guys said, it's almost overwhelming and you forget about some of them. But when you remember, or if you say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow, you know, it keeps you coming back. That's the kind of the spirit of Animal Crossing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's awesome. That's like, I really like that aspect to Animal Crossing, where maybe you do miss some things, but there's always next year. Your attitude with that, Sergio, is perfect. Mine is dangerous, where I'm just like, nope, midnight, I don't care. I'm gonna go back on and I'm gonna do more.
Yeah.
So for me, with the new features, I've been definitely using them every single day. For me, I feel like they've been kind of the building blocks of my routine lately. I think, I mean, you know, I'm usually poorly organized when it comes to things. Like, I'm just spur of the moment, do whatever.
Right.
But when it comes to Animal Crossing, I'm just like, I have a system. And you all know, like, I had that app and I was like, all right, got to catch all my bugs, got to catch all these fish, got to go diving. I have my checklist of dailies to do. This is that game for me. And so now I'm just like reorganizing my days around like, all right, what am I going to do on a daily basis? And a lot of that is really built up by these new activities where I'm just like, I want to make sure I'm going to Brewster's. I want to make sure I'm stretching. I want to make sure I go to the Captain's Islands and check Harv's and, you know, see if anybody's crafting or cooking. And I think all of that is just like a really key part of my day now. And I think as we go on, I'm sure it'll feel a lot easier, a lot more digestible now that we're, you know, going to get the hang of it over years and, well, I guess weeks and months. I say years because I'm like, we're going to keep playing. But yeah, I think over time, this will feel like, yeah, this is good. This is my schedule and I love it.
Nice.
My next question for both of you, are you playing more than before? Because I know I'm playing a lot more. Like, even when I'm done with like all of the things, I know I can just like hop back in, play some Happy Home Paradise, and easily play way more than just on that alone. So I don't know, I feel like there's so much I just keep playing. Sergio, how are you doing with your playtime?
Oh yeah, definitely playing a lot more. You know, back when, I guess when we were waiting for the update, you know, I was honestly just down to playing once a week, of course, Saturday or whenever Kiki was around. That was my thing. But now I'm back to playing every day again, and not just once. Or if I do play once, it's a long time. But I usually play a couple of times a day. I'm back to like just loving the game at different times of the day, and it's definitely thanks to the update. There's always something to do.
I love that you're going different times of day, because mm-hmm. I think there's like a real special thing that happens when you check into this game at different hours, just because right. like the big thing I want people to do is like talk to the villagers at different times, and then also like go to Brewster's at different times.
Yes.
I've been delighted, like I walk in just at a random time. I'm like, oh, surprise, Brewster's got a visitor here getting coffee too. So yeah, just check at different times, talk to the villagers at different times. And that's where a lot of the magic happens with the dialogue.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that video on Twitter about the person who's just hanging out in the bar stool at Brewster's, and Cap'n walks in and orders a to-go coffee. Brewster makes it for him, hands it to him, and Cap'n leaves. Like, it's incredible, all this interaction. It's an entire animated interaction, and it's beautiful.
I have not seen those yet. And that's, I've been wanting to, because I think we got a glimpse of that in the direct, you know, where Isabel walks in. And I'm just like, how do you make that happen?
I mean, your little character on the stream right now needs to just go hang out at the roost.
Yeah, we'll do that. yeah, but Sergio, I love that.
Yeah.
well, no, I guess, Sergio, what have you been doing? Are you playing more?
Yeah, definitely playing more. More than once a week. It's nice to see KK still. It's probably the highlight of the week. But yeah, there's so much to do. And like we said, playing at different times of the day just makes it more special.
Yeah.
Sergio, have you been letting KK pick your song?
Yes, random. Mm-hmm.
The new ones? Mm. Oh, yes. Fun.
That's what I'm doing. I kind of wish I did that from like the beginning, and so now I feel like I'm getting redemption.
Oh, nice. Because he's sure to give you one you don't have?
Right, yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just ask for random, he'll give you a random one that you don't have.
That's
it's
incredible.
Great. Yeah. Nina, how's your playtime looking?
Oh, it's been crazy. I before the direct or the announcement or whatever, I was down to playing like not every day, maybe twice or three times a week, and just kind of checking in and doing a lap and not really interacting with my villagers mm-hmm. or anything. Mm-hmm. Once the announcement happened, I started playing daily again just to kind of check out my island and figure out what I wanted to change. And now I'm playing for hours a day if I can. Of course, it's busy with work and social stuff on the weekends. But when I can play just on the couch all day, that's what I'm doing. And I also have found that I feel like more intrinsically motivated just like accomplishing my own tasks again. Like when I downloaded the Nook Miles, oh gosh, they're like the three light post lamp banner hangers.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? It's like lights that, not lights, what's the word I'm looking for? Big lights, outdoor lights, street lights. Street lights?
Yeah, street lights, yes. Right?
Yeah, but like fancy street lights. And there's three of them, and two banners hang on the other, on each side. I saw that those banners can use transparency, which is incredible. I don't know why our flags can't use transparency, but
Have you tried it with the flags?
I need to. I don't think it works, but I need to try it. But the banners, it works on these banners. And so nice. Like immediately when I saw that, I was like, oh, I'm making some museum banners. And it's like so fun to discover things like that again in the game and just mm-hmm. to make something because it's fun. You know, I'm just excited that those kind of things are happening again.
Yeah. Just little discoveries that we had no idea were going to be in here. It's nice for sure. all right. My last question for you both in this little segment is, do you have any projects going on your island these days? Sergio, what do you have going on?
It's not going on just yet. I'm exploring and enjoying the updates because there's so much to do every day. But I do have some projects in mind, and they're going to be pretty substantial. I want to do a proper river on a second tier because I kind of don't have that in... You know, there's some fish that are only going to be available there. So I want to make a good river, and it's going to span a good portion of the island. I'm even thinking of having one of the new bridges there because we, you know, we got extra ones. So that's going to be fun. That's going to be a little bit tricky. I don't want to alter my island too much. I kind of want the river to blend with what I have. So I got to see how I do that. And then I have a second park on the right side of the island that I want to finish. It's going to be pretty packed. It's going to be very dense, so it's going to be a lot of things all over the place. I cannot wait for it.
That's awesome. I really love the things you do to your island, Sergio. I watched your tour that you posted the other day, and I'm just like, man, Sergio, you got it going on over there on your island. It's great.
Wait, so Sergio, you've added a second tier. Didn't you have it flat for a really long time?
Yeah, it was flat, but that's the thing. I'm missing the second tier river fish, so yeah. I gotta fix that. Mm-hmm.
Man,
true.
Yeah. And you've got to make it long enough that it counts as a river in game. Like you don't want it to just be the pond. That'll be fun. Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that you still have like fish and stuff to catch. I think the thing that surprised me with this update is like you can get recipes for catching some other fish now too, though. So I'm like back into fishing specifically. I'm just like, though I've donated them all, I've caught them all. Pokemon, gotta catch them all. I basically, you know, didn't have too much incentive outside of like trying to get to 5,000 fish. But now I'm just like, maybe I can cook some of these up and make some cool dishes and things and gift those to my villagers. So, I'm back into catching fish because I feel like it's been incentivized so much more.
So if you gift food items to your villagers, have they put them out in their house like an item, or did they just use it like food?
I haven't noticed it yet. I gave Azalea some food yesterday. That was the first time I gifted food, and I have not been inside her house since then to confirm if she's like put it up at all. But I am wondering. Yeah. Like, I mean, personally, I want them to like eat it and enjoy it. But if they want to just let it sit out, that's fine too.
Yeah.
Nina, how about you? Do you have any projects going on?
I have too many projects going on right now. I'm working on my little gyroid area. I wanted to make an area for them that felt really woodsy and overgrown. So I'm using like the glowing moss and some of the vine items. There's this really cool vine item that is like, I think it's a seat, but it looks like a vine like stretching up and then growing back out down into the ground, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm trying to put like leaf piles and certain flowers and plants, but I'm not great at this overgrown look. Like it's a hard balance to find. Mm-hmm. So I'm having trouble with that. But I did make a cute little gyroid sign for my little gyroid area. Ooh. So that's been fun. I just love the gyroids so much, you guys. I love them. And so they're all hidden like in that area too, but I'm still working on it. I'm also just like excited by some of the new items we've been getting, especially the antique map, which looks like, you know, the pirate map. And you can customize it to look like buried treasure map or a sailing map.
That map put me in debt.
Yeah, it's expensive.
I am in debt because of that map. It's so much. I have to go decorate some houses because I bought it on loan from Wardell had to spot me to buy that.
It's an antique. It's old. But like
I get it.
Little things like that fit so perfectly into my island have been so much fun to collect and then figure out how to kind of move things around in areas that I haven't changed for probably a year. Another one that worked super well for me was the creepy skeleton. Have you guys seen the little creepy skeleton? It's like a pile of bones. It's incredible.
Yes, I got to use it in a design. That's the only reason I saw it, but it looks great.
And you can make it mossy. So I've been putting that up in my graveyard area. It's the best.
Yes, mossy versions of everything. They've only put mossy versions of some things.
It needs to be everything.
The next game. I expect it all to be covered in moss.
Yeah. I've also have Shino moving in. I got my bootleg my pretend cards, my NFC readers. So I'm finally moving in Shino. She's gonna be her house exterior and interior are perfect for like the spa area, the relaxing area I have on my island. So I think she's gonna be like maybe the welcome center or something. I can't wait to work on her yard tomorrow. She should be moving in.
Awesome.
I've also got Olivia moving in because she's my birthday twin. I'm so excited.
Ooh.
Yay. She's cute. Yeah. I love her.
I'm just like trying to kind of balance out my villagers right now.
I really like that she's got different length socks.
Yes. Yes. I love it. She's asymmetrical. Well, she's symmetrical, but, you know, in a different way.
Just her socks are different.
Yeah, but on her arms too, but then they flip-flop. It's awesome. Yeah.
Socks and gloves. Yeah, as for me, my projects are really just involving like moving in some new villagers. I've been in the process of kind of like re-terraforming some areas on my island, rethinking how they're gonna look and work, and so I'm waiting basically until I have some of the new characters so I can see their houses and decide like, oh, I think they'll look in this, they'll look nice in this little spot, you know. So I'm moving in Sasha very soon. Sasha's already on their way in. And then Shino's next. And then I was going to put Dom in instead of Axel because I was that should be pretty fun. Yeah, Axel's my jock at the moment, but I already have his picture. So I was like, yeah, might as well get a new jock in here, start working at that, you know?
Then you have to do Ace. He's so cute.
Oh, I am very tempted to do Ace. I really do like him.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like not fans of like the birds and they're, you know, getting people just say they're kind of plain and bland and whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. Ace is cute. I think he's got a nice little place going on.
Well, and I know some people don't like the jock personality because they're always talking about working out. But it's hilarious to me that I have a bird villager who likes to work out because they literally like can't grow muscles. You know, they have to be able to fly and they've got a little twig leg. So it makes the jock personality more endearing to me.
Yeah, well, the eagles, I think, can grow muscles.
Yeah. But the birds. Well, the birds won't ever.
Yeah, probably not. Yeah, so I'm basically waiting till I have my people in, and then I'm going to start, like, arranging them, because they've been on the beach for so long.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I want to get them on the actual island. Some I'll keep on the beach, maybe. There's one that's, like, one residence that's a permanent beach residence, and I'm like, that's a good beach home. Cool. So I guess let's move on into talking about Harv's Island. This is one of the big new features. This is our new main street, and I really want to talk to you and get in depth now that we've had a couple weeks-ish, we've seen kind of how the rotations work and stuff. We can talk about it a little bit more. But first, I want to know, what's your favorite shop on Harv's? Sergio, what do you think here?
Honestly, I'm thinking it's Reese and Cyrus. I just love all the customization options that we get. You know, especially those items that before the update, every island had just one specific color, right? For the ones that you had to get with Nook Miles. And if you wanted to trade, you had to find somebody that had the color you were looking for. And then you had to trade like 5 a day. It took effort. It was worth it if you really wanted a very specific look to your island. But now, man, with Reese and Cyrus, it's so easy. And you can see all the colors right there and pick and choose. And Cyrus is just the best. He's really good. He just makes anything happen. I love those two for sure.
I love it too. I feel like this has like completely tied together the Nook Miles experience for me. Because I think one of the difficulties with Nook Miles is that like once you had all the items, there wasn't too much of an incentive to get anymore because, like, what would you do with it, like, besides trade for the rest of the items and the colors you don't have, you know?
Right.
But now, with Reese and Cyrus, it's like, oh, I do want to get more of these items just so I can like decorate with the stuff that I actually want to use, you know?
Yes.
So I don't know. I think like a lot of the incentive with Nook Miles up until this point had been to get Nook Miles tickets. And now that the tickets are just like, you know, who cares when you can go get a carousel and then make three different versions of it go and so I feel like there's a lot more incentive with the Nook Miles for sure. So I am also a fan of Reese and Cyrus. They're pretty fun.
Nice.
Nina, who's your favorite?
Even though I'm finding him incredibly frustrating, I still think that Red is my favorite shop. He has yet to sell me a real painting in the 2 weeks been on my island. But at least his stock changes more often than like Sahara and Kix. And it's intriguing to me to like keep buying the fakes just to see if they're going to get replaced with a new one.
Right,
So I've been buying a fake every single day just to like keep my stock up in case somebody wants, I don't know, a haunted painting or something. I'm also wondering if like fakes can only be replaced with fakes, or if you do finally get a real one, or like what's the percentage of getting a real one. I don't know. It's just been so interesting to me, and he has had some very surprising little raffle items that I've been in love with. Like the book.
The raffle blew my mind.
Yes.
There's so many cool things in there. My favorite thing, The little books.
Yeah.
Have you both seen the little books?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're incredible.
Yeah.
I want more of them. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, I'm glad I can finally have a little chocolate donut.
Yeah.
I was so jealous of Agnes walking around my island like she owns the place, just munching on donuts all day.
And
I can live that life now.
I always wanted that little like Nook labeled green tea can. And now you can have that too. It's good.
Yeah, so perfect. I love them. For my favorite, surprisingly enough, I've really gotten into Katrina this game. I'll be honest with you, I was not a huge Katrina fan prior. I mean, I liked her just fine, but I think overall, like, her addition in the game just like didn't do much for me, and it was mostly because like all of the fortunes she told were really based on what you could wear, you know, like you had to wear some piece of lucky clothing, and I never had the clothing that she wanted me to wear. So I was just like, it was worthless for me, you know, but now in this game, it's just your luck in the game the whole time. And it's adorable. I love it. I especially like talking to her and getting my like friendship status with every character. And she gives you like a little charm so you can befriend them or get like, I'm guessing, bonus friend points, you know? So it's really nice. I don't know. I didn't think I would like her as much as I do, but like her little squeal when she says yee is the cutest thing. All right, now for the tough question here. Who is your least favorite? And I can start here. Is it sad that I still think it's Leaf? I'm so sorry, Leaf.
He's your buddy.
I really like Leaf. He's one of my favorite characters, but like they are doing him dirty. I think the one thing that Leaf really needed, I mean, the crops really helps, but I made a mistake. I traded for all the crops like day one, so I got them too early.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I should have just taken the crops a lot slower, because now I'm just like, I don't care about you, Leaf. And I think the thing that Leaf needed was just furniture, like plant-like furniture. Like if he had, because like some of the other shops, Sahara and Kix specifically, like they all have new things available at their places. If Leaf had some sort of special furniture to buy, I'd be very happy. to check every day. Be like, oh, cool, you have this plant that you can only get here at Leafs. I think that's what's missing for me there. But now I'm just like, thanks, Leaf. I guess you're here and you're cute. And I love that about you, but please give me some more.
It'd be interesting if the crops were seasonal too, or more seasonal, like maybe only certain ones grow certain times of the year, and then he only sold like the corresponding ones, kind of like the bushes. I don't know. It was very accessible the first couple of days, and I did the same thing. I got like all of the vegetables way too fast.
Yeah, I just got them too fast. And now I don't get to enjoy it as much. Sergio, who's your least favorite here?
I mean, I'm sorry to say, sir, but it's Tortimer. I mean, I think it's a nice feature, and, you know, it's nicer than having to remember to take the items that you want to customize with Recent Cyrus. But, I mean, if you think about it, Tortimer is just doing the job that some old storage shed can do for you. So there's not a lot there. Sorry, Tortimer. It's very nice to have him back as a special character, but I don't know. I would have loved to see a little more, something a little bit different.
Yeah, it seems, when you put it that way, like, yeah, he could just be a storage chest. They put an ABD on Harv's Island, right? And so, like, it seems like a funky way to go about it, like, especially when you know the alternative could have been like Tortimer's Forest Fun or something, you know, like, right, you're on Harv's Island, but you get some little mini games here.
Oh. Right.
Some obstacle
like, if
courses.
That were the alternative, it would have been pretty cute.
Yeah.
Really did. Yeah. Cute.
Yeah.
But he's our closet.
Yeah.
Nina, who's your least favorite?
This might upset you guys, but, it's actually Cyrus. I'm sorry. I am kind of shocked at how annoyed I am with him. Like, he's become like way too like machismo for me. He like, I don't know. Reese doesn't really get to say anything anymore. And all she's doing is talking about Cyrus. And it takes so long to travel to him. You guys know I hate loading screens. And just to get some things customized, you've got to go through so many. You can't refurbish more than one thing at a time. His little dance at the end takes so long, and it makes me so mad. I don't even like his dance. Yeah.
I get you.
I don't know. Like, and some of the items, I totally get the Nook items being customizable. That's a fun surprise. But some of the items should be able to be customized at crafting tables. Like the creepy skeleton I was just talking about. All the other rock stuff and old looking stuff like that, you can customize into a moss version. But you can't with the creepy skeleton. I don't know. There's lots of weird rules with Reese and Cyrus, and he is lording himself over Reese, and I don't like it. Sorry.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest surprise for me, like just how little dialogue they gave to Reese in this whole thing.
Right.
Like, I just wish she had something that was like her little consignment shop before, but I don't know. I think she got definitely the short end of the stick.
She's got Stockholm syndrome, you guys. He does his stupid little dance every single time she gets the heart over her head. I can't stand it.
I mean, I don't. It's a pretty cute move.
Yeah,
it's a cute move. I can see the appeal. He's got a lot of pizzazz, a lot of spunk. You know.
I know. I just made a lot of enemies. I'm really sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We're here to be friendly.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess my next question for you all, like, how is the item rotation going for you now that you have been playing for a little bit? For me, I'm noticing, you know, I think most things rotate on a weekly basis. Red's kind of works differently, where he'll rotate out something if you buy it. But I do think, like, at Monday, like, he starts with two brand new things. So maybe Sunday is going to be that tough choice where it's like, oh, here's two new paintings that you need. You can only get one. That would make it tough. But yeah, Katrina seems like one that you'll visit daily just because of the fortunes are different every day. Leaf, Kicks, and Sahara seem like they're just the same on a weekly basis, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, I don't mind it. I like that it's, like, kind of limited a little bit, and it gives you a little bit of time to breathe with each item. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's not too bad. How are you feeling, Sergio?
No, I'm with you. I like it. Once a week is probably a good amount. And like we said, trying to figure out which day it is for each of the characters. But it's nice to know that at some point it's going to change, and it just keeps you back to Harp's Island even more.
Yeah. Yeah. It keeps you coming back, and that's all you need.
Yeah.
Nina, how are you feeling with it?
Yeah, you know, once a week sounds good to me too. I know, like, once we get further into the game and aren't playing as often, it will be a relief to only have to go once a week and not feel like you're missing out if you don't go to Harv's Island every single day.
Right.
So I like that, you know. Check on Monday. Monday can be your Harv's Island day. Unless you want to keep going and getting fortunes told. But I like it. I think it'll work long term really nicely.
Yeah, I think so too. I like that it's like very long term oriented. I like that you could only get one shop per day, you know? I think that was a good fix to slow it down a little bit. You don't get everything all at once, and yeah, it was nice to just like anticipate each new entry. And now I'm just like, cool, I can still anticipate each new item coming. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. My last question for both of you here. Is there anything that has surprised you about Harv's? Nina, kick us off here.
Cornimer is surprising me. I did not expect him to still be hanging out. I would have thought he'd pop in like just on Fridays or something like that, or just for like the first few days of the fall season. But I'm still getting acorns from him every single day, which is amazing because they're hard to come by. And I'm kind of hoping this means he has more costumes throughout the year, but maybe not. We'll see.
I wonder if he will. I think the Cornimer one is hilarious.
Yes.
I think it's so fun that they brought him back. And yeah, I'm surprised he's stuck around. I've literally had him as Cornimer longer than he's been Tortimer. So I'm very interested to see him in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sergio, any surprises for you?
Yeah. And honestly, I think when we saw Harv's Island and how it was going to be, it was going to get a big expansion, and it kind of did, but it kind of seemed like the shops were going to have different items on a much more constant rotation. And the fact that it's mostly once a week for most of the shops, I don't know, I would have liked to see more of that, at least twice, you know, ideally more, maybe once a day. If possible, that would have been pretty awesome. So yeah, I think the fact that it's only once a week for the most part, to me, it's a little bit surprising. Not a disappointment, but just surprising.
Yeah. Yeah, that is surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then for me, I'm really surprised that I'm already like out of haircuts to get from Harriet. I felt like I was just getting started with getting some haircuts from her. And then all of a sudden it's just like, nope, no more. That's it. Mm-hmm. We've done it all. So yeah, it's strange that it's over.
It is, but I do like Harriet walking around. It's some cute, like kinetic energy. But I was very surprised when she was like, I got to the island, she was sitting by Harv instead of in her little salon chair. I was like, what? I thought we got more than this, but I think it was just because I didn't like a lot of them. It seemed to go really fast.
Yeah. Yeah, that was probably it too. I was like, not all these hairstyles are really for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome. Well, let's go ahead and hop over to Haken's Islander Corner. For those of you who don't know, every single week we ask our patrons on Patreon a question and read their answers out loud here on the show for you. This week's question was, avoiding spoilers, how are you liking Happy Home Paradise? I just want to get a feel for, like, what people are thinking with this paid DLC. I know some people have probably not gotten it, some people have and have been enjoying it, but I just wanted to avoid spoilers, so we'll go maybe Nina, then Sergio, then me today.
Okay. Marshmallow Bunny says, I've been having a lot of fun with it. I haven't been able to progress as far as I want, though, because each design seems to take me at least an hour to complete. Luckily, the time flies because I've got a nice flow state. I can't wait to finish all the facilities and see the island in full hustle and bustle. I completely agree with this. I regularly get the little dialogue at the end where they're like, oh, you spent a lot of time on this build. Thank you. So I think that's what's kind of helping me go take it slowly too and not have just kind of burned through it, which is fun. I like making it look cute.
Yeah, I love that too. I really like that. People are getting so much time out of their designs, especially, like, you know, you can look around, see what designs people want, and then you're like, oh, that one would be fun to make. And so it's just good inspiration all around there.
Nice. Nihilus Weber said, I'm enjoying many aspects of the Happy Home Paradise. I love that we can meet more characters and interact with them. Also that we can take our own villagers on holiday after giving them some souvenir chocolates. It's wonderful how we can take objects and skills back to our islands. The sad part about the DLC is that we can't take and interact with our best friends on the holiday archipelago, which means Animal Crossing has become a lot more of an insular experience. I would have much preferred a New Leaf-type tropical island where I could have taken hunting and fishing tours with friends and, yes, with villagers. Yeah, those are some interesting points, but you also highlighted some of the really cool parts about the DLC, and especially the fact that a lot of things that you can take back to your island into your dailies or your regular Animal Crossing gameplay style. That's pretty cool. It's a nice way to connect the game with the DLC.
Yeah, one thing I keep forgetting to do is I got some souvenir chocolates and I haven't, like, gifted any to any of my villagers yet to try to do one of their designs. Have either of you gotten to do that?
No,
I have. And as a warning, don't give the villagers any chocolates unless you have time right afterwards, because happens immediately. So don't just, I just did it randomly and was like, oh no, this is happening.
So you're going to get sucked in for 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah,
thanks for the warning.
You're welcome.
Maybe I'll just do that on stream. I'll be like, all right, time to give Pearl her dream home.
It's pretty cute. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So Michael C. said, I love it. I like the little story and how the archipelago goes from being nothing to a bustling little resort, much like how our town went from nothing to a cute little village. I love designing houses for the villagers and seeing their reactions, and I love that I can really use my creativity. There aren't many rules and boundaries I gotta follow. Yeah, I think a lot of people are really connecting with that, like all of the new tools that they're getting and all the new cool designs that they can do. It's really awesome. But I guess I also really like that it does have that feeling of progression that we kind of, I think it even does it better than like Happy Home Designer. Like there is a lot of like similar stuff where you're growing the place and making it bigger and better and everything. But ultimately, like the rewards you kind of get after building up the place are also just so nice that they've taken the concept above and beyond with this game.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm really happy that they did. I didn't expect it, but now that it's happening, I'm just like, yes, I'm taking it slow. I'm just going to do like a house, maybe two houses if I'm in debt again a day. But yeah, I try to just take it at my own pace and see what I learn each time. Mm.
The character development in it is really cute, too. I think that helps a lot.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Elizabeth H. says, I absolutely love Happy Home Paradise. I don't have any friends who play Animal Crossing, so I haven't had the opportunity to visit a bunch of islands for cataloging or turnip trading. So when I am designing on my own island, I've always felt limited. Now with Happy Home Paradise, the sky is the limit. I'm so happy. This is so true. I like that it like slowly unlocks items and then boom, all of a sudden you have everything, yeah. Which is really fun. It's a lot, but I like it.
Yeah, so many things in it. There's so many items that they added for this. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So Carsey said, Happy Home Paradise has been great for those days when I have done everything I want to do on my island and I still want to play. Needless to say, I don't make it to work every day, but I really enjoy my time there when I do. I love the music, the laid-back pace of it, and getting new furniture to take back home. My favorite part is getting to know each client as I am designing their vacation home. I have discovered some new favorite villagers that I might not have otherwise just playing the base game. It really opens up the world of Animal Crossing. I really love that last point about discovering villagers, because I think that was one of the good things that Pocket Camp did, and I can definitely see how it works the same in Happy Home Paradise. Just villagers that we kind of maybe didn't know about, or we kind of forgot about, and then we just see them in the game, and we kind of fall in love with them. I agree with Carsey for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really nice that people can go and see some of those other villagers, because I got real bored in New Leaf with people having the same 10 villagers each time. And I'm just like, there's so many good ones. And I feel like they look so good in this game that it's like, come on, give them a chance. There's some great ones out there for sure.
Yeah.
So Horizon said, I haven't had much time to play Happy Home Paradise, but I'm enjoying it so far. I don't want to rush through it because I want to make quality homes, and the few I've done have given me more decorating inspiration for my own island. Mm. I'm looking forward to unlocking more as I complete more houses. I struggled with that in the beginning, mostly because I love to take a lot of time on the homes, but then I hit a point where I was just like, I wish I had more items. I just wish I had more to work with for this design in particular. And I know you can go back and everything, but I don't know. It started making me rush a little bit. I think one day I did like 3 houses or something. And I was like, okay, I feel like more is unlocked. And since then I've kind of settled down a bit. But yeah, as you get more stuff, you just get more and more inspired with each space. Right. It's great.
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of stuck when I unlocked like the wall partitions, like the full walls, because the end of them looked so unfinished, and I knew that pillars were coming and really make the end of those walls look beautiful. And so every time I used one in a house, I was like trying to put an item that kind of hid that extra little bit of the wall.
Right.
And so that was really like, oh, I got to keep building because I really need these pillars. It was starting to get frustrating.
Yeah, I have yet to get the pillars, so I'm just dealing with unfinished walls for now.
Yeah. Islander Pearly says, the Happy Home Paradise storyline is very cute. I love the ways you unlock the different skills as part of the stories. It makes Nico and Wardell even more lovable, which is hard because we all loved them immediately anyways. Yeah. I'm even enjoying doing some remodeling as I unlock different skills and furniture. Happy Home Paradise has been my main reason to play recently. I finished the second version of my island just before the update, and it's loaded onto my dream address. I want to collect some more of those new skills and items before I start making Milk Tea 3.0. Oh, man. That's a lot of islands to keep working on. That's amazing that you've done it 3 times. That's, gosh, unreal.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love people who just are ready to play this game forever.
Over and over and over. Yeah, that's amazing.
William Stout said, I absolutely adore making nice houses for all of the animals. I played Happy Home Designer on the 3DS and love making houses then too. I have done 6 homes because of my work schedule, but I'm looking forward to doing many more when I have the time. Yeah, and, you know, we talked about it. It's a good, like, time burner after you do your dailies in your island. And if you have the chance, you get to do a home or 2 or 5. It's up to you. But, yeah, it's just nice to have the option whenever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mostly go to the Happy Home Paradise at the end of the day as well, Nina, so I can relate.
Nice.
Eddie said, I'm 1,000% loving it. This is my first time playing the designer version of this game, never played Happy Home Designer, and I'm absolutely obsessed. I'm going at my own pace, enjoying all the content that is available to us. Currently, I'm sitting at 10 vacation homes done. I'm excited to see what new things are waiting for me and where the main storyline of the DLC takes me. And that's awesome. Sounds like Eddie is at a very similar spot as I am now, where I've done about, I think I just did 11 homes and 3 facilities. So still a ways to go. Still some buildings for me to fill in. Still a lot of villagers to design for. So, yeah, it's been good.
I keep finding myself, like, I've done the cafe and I know I'm supposed to do the restaurant, but I keep finding myself just making more villager homes. I haven't gone back and done the restaurant at all.
Nina, you should do the restaurant.
Okay. Okay.
There's some benefits.
Really?
For doing the restaurant.
Okay.
There's some good benefits.
I just know it's going to take longer to do. So I don't know. I really got to scratch out some time for it.
Mm. Yeah. It's worth it, though.
Okay.
Trust me.
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. If you're sad to see us go, join us over on Discord. You can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Link is in the description. Want to support Haken in a bigger way and tell us your answers to the Haken Islander Corner? Head over to patreon.com/chewyplays. $1 goes a long way to making this show even better and includes tons of goodies for you to enjoy. Get a special role on Discord, read a monthly newsletter, and get many other great rewards. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're listening on YouTube, avoid spoilers and let us know how you're liking Happy Home Paradise. Reviews help the show get discovered by more people. Please leave a review on your platform of choice and let us know how we're doing. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.